All right, we're getting ready for a great show.
Radio.
Here we go. Do you hear me, Amy? You hear me, Amy? You hear me? Do you hear me over here? No? All right, we're going to try something else. You hear me? You hear me? You hear me over here? Over here? Yes? All right, thank you. Now I can't hear the music. Why is that? Hear me over here now. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the broadcast. Hope everybody is doing good. Welcome, people. Thank you so much for coming in. We got it. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much. We appreciate everybody in the house. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. Yeah, we had issues with the microphone once again, folks. Yes. Yes. Remember, we had the woes with the microphone. Oh, yes, the woes with the microphone at the beginning of the year. We got the same woes. We got the same woes. We missed out on the content the last couple of weeks because I thought you heard it. I thought you heard it. Then I went to go back, and I did not hear a thing. I didn't hear a thing. That's right. So when you went to go to listen to the That's right, it was just music playing. No Joe's voice. And I'm like, oh, man. Boy, these people miss great content. In the last couple of weeks, you just missed great content because of my era. I'm sorry. It's my era. You know what? Things happen sometimes. Things happen. We make mistakes. But thank God I was able to get on this week. So you guys missed out on a great 4th of July show. You missed out on a great 17th and 24th show. And I'm sorry about that. Oh, there was such great content. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, BIRN. Yes, because of microphone woes. That's right. Microphone woes. Just like at the beginning of the year, we had microphone woes, right? Yeah, well, the same microphone woes that we had at the beginning of the year, we had in July. But guess what? We figured it out. And now you can hear us. Isn't that exciting? Now you can hear every word I'm saying. Isn't that great? Oh, God. Oh, it's great. You know, you get all excited when things go right, you know? You know, and then I was so sad that everybody missed great content. I was so sad. And I did shows on the 4th, on the 17th, and on the 24th. I did shows. And you couldn't hear a word I said. I'm so sorry. But I'm back. And I'm excited to be here. I'm going to take this caller really quick. You're not going to hear the caller, but I'm going to take the caller here really quick. And, look forward to hearing what the caller has to say. Hello, caller. Welcome. How are you? Oh, and actually, I can't hear them because I'm having an issue with my headphones. So it doesn't even make sense to have the person call in because I'm having an issue with my headphones. Sorry, person who's calling in. I won't be able to hear you. I'm having issues with my headphones now. So I would either have to hear what you have to say and the microphone won't be on. Well, the microphone will be on and I can't hear what you have to say. I'm sorry. We'll have to figure that out for next week. And we'll take your call next week. Sorry about that. And if you were saying anything and I cut you off, I'm sorry. Well, unfortunately, we're having headphone woes now. I can't hear a word anybody is saying on my headphones. That's right. We're talking about all the craziness that goes on behind the scenes. And we're not even getting the content. All the craziness that goes on behind the scenes. But I want to thank everybody for coming in and calling in. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys coming in. Man, I tell you, you know, if it wasn't for the microphone woes, I tell you, I mean, like, you guys would have heard some really awesome shows, you know, and I felt bad the last couple of weeks. Nothing I could do. I was like, oh, my God. It was blank air. It was dead air. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. But we figured it out. But now we got to figure out the headphones. So it's not one thing, it's another thing. It's not one thing, it's another thing. So now we have no headphones working, but we got microphone working. And that's fine. That's okay. And, you know, we got a lot of content for you tonight. I hope you enjoy it. Man, we're going to talk about TV Church. That's right, the homily from TV Church. Oh, what another powerful homily from TV Church. And we're going to talk about uniqueness tonight. We're going to be talking about uniqueness tonight. What is your uniqueness? What is the importance of uniqueness? And uniqueness as a key of importance to life. We got a lot to talk about tonight. But first, I want to welcome everybody to BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network. Thank you so much for coming in. We have 20 great hosts here at BIRN. I want you to come and listen to all the great hosts that we have. Yes, including the one that comes before me two times a month. That's right. So when it comes down to it, it's important to come and listen to all the great hosts that we have here. We have awesome hosts. Yes, they put a lot of hard work and effort into their shows. And I just want each and every one of you to know that we care about you and we want to have shows that you want to hear. And we are here to motivate you, get you excited. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what you can do. It's amazing what you can do. That's right. When it comes down to it, we are also a 501c3, and as a 501c3, we can collect donations, and we can have sponsors. That's right, yes, and those sponsors are very important to our radio network. That's right, you could support a host, support a show, support the website, support the station. That's right, you could do so much. If you're interested in sponsoring, please get in touch with Craig Sedalia or Kim Justice. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for coming in. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. And we do appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. That's right. Man, what a great day. What an awesome day today. The last couple of days were beautiful days. Oh, we had such beautiful days. That's right. Oh, beautiful days where the wind was blowing. The breeze was very nice. We were in the 70s, and then at night, we were in the 60s. I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. Let me sit by the window. We actually had a chance to open up the window the last couple of days. And boy, most of the summer, it was AC, baby. It was AC. But thank God the oppressive temperatures have gone down. But I tell you, not so far, Joe, not so far. Next couple of days, get ready for some 80s and 90s. Going right back up, going right back up to where we were. But last couple of days, 2 days, beautiful days. Could open up the window, could sit in front of the window, get a nice breeze. That's the way the summer should be. It's 73 degrees right now, and they say it's going to go into the 60s. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Man, I tell you, it's the end of July. The end of July. And we say goodbye to another month, and we go into the eighth month of 2021. And everybody's been saying, well, where's the summer of love? Where's the summer of love this year? You want to know what the summer of love is this year? The illegals coming over the border, bringing COVID with them. It's a lot less destructive, but it also carries a disease, and it also carries a lot of people with it. That's this year's summer of love. The summer of love that you don't hear about, that you don't see. And you don't hear nothing from nobody what's going on. But that's this year's summer of love. That's right. No destruction, no burning of buildings, no looting, no craziness this year. But we did have our summer of love, but undercover. Illegals coming over the border with COVID-19. That's right, folks. And that's why COVID-19 is back. The Delta variant. That's right. That's part of the reason why it's back. There's other reasons why it's back, too. I don't want to get into that. But when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand. Now that we have COVID back, they're starting to bring masks back. They're starting to close down things again, especially up here in New York. They're starting to require masks again. They're starting the percentage thing again. Yes, the percentage thing is back. Oh, the percentage thing is back. That's right. The percentage thing is back. You want to know what the percentage thing is? How many people you could have in a store at a time? How many people you can have in a restaurant at a time? Oh, it's all beginning all over again. Oh, yes. But this time around, build a mandate vaccine. Some states might. Other states won't. Will the federal government mandate? They have no right to mandate. When it comes down to it, you can't force somebody to do what they don't want to do. You can't force somebody to do what they don't want to do. The people who wanted the vaccine already got the vaccine. Leave everybody alone. Let it be. Everybody made their choice. The choice. You have a choice whether to get a vaccine or not. Nothing should be mandated. And now the churches are back. Well, they've been in percentage. Honestly, we haven't seen a full church in a very long time. So honestly, I haven't been back because it's tough to get in, because it's almost like you need a reservation to go to church. I used to just be able to walk in church. And even if I was late a couple of minutes, I was able to walk into church and sit down somewhere. That don't happen now. You just can't walk in. And you need masks in church. I'm not excited to sit there for 45 minutes with a mask on. No. The house of the Lord, you should not have any mask. The house of the Lord. But everybody's going to wear a mask. And sit 6 foot away from people. I have anxiety as it is. I don't need any more anxiety. So I do my own thing. And everybody around me lets me do my own thing. That's right. Right now, I'd rather not be in a group of people. I do go out. I do go to the store. I do go to the mall. I do go to the grocery store. I do go to the doctor. There's a lot of things I do. But if it's a big group of people, I'd rather not deal with that right now. Okay, plus, if you don't get there on time, you can't even get in. And most of the time, there's 40 people in the church, and you can't get in the church anyway if you wanted to. So I do TV church. Churches are at 50%. It's a little bit better than 25%, but still, not a lot of people are showing up to church anymore. It used to be big crowds, big throngs of people showing up for church. It doesn't happen anymore. Don't happen no more. It's sad. I remember going to church and the church was packed. Don't happen no more. People are afraid to go to the church. I'm not afraid. I've been doing well, and I want to stay that way on my natural path. That's right. I've been doing vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc, and all my other multivitamins and everything. I'm feeling great. So when it comes down to it, there's no way this guy is going to catch COVID with everything that I take every single day. I'm taking vitamins and supplements and multivitamins. There's no way in hell this guy is going to get COVID. So I just want to do my way. I want to do it my way. I'm doing fine the way it is right now. Okay. And, you know, I'm just getting ready for the next round. I'm just getting ready for the next round. A lot of people, you know, are up in arms, and I don't blame them. And I'll be one of those people up in arms. I'm just sick and tired of this already. We should not be in fear. We should be living our lives. But I more do not trust my state government and my federal government. It's not even about COVID anymore. I just don't trust those two governments anymore. And when you don't trust your government, you just want to stay away from everything. And just do your own thing. And guess what? It's working good for me. It's working good. I don't have much anxiety. It's great. I'm living my life. I'm doing it the way that I want to do it. And that's the way you should be living your life. Do it the way you want to do it. Get out there and live your life. Don't be afraid. The days of COVID killing you is over. There are not many people dying from COVID these days. This Delta variant is mild. It's milder than the actual COVID-19. There are more cases, but there are less deaths and less hospitalizations. But cases are mild. Cases are asymptomatic. So what are you worried about? Why are you in fear? You shouldn't be running to the grocery store anymore. Hoarding paper towels and tissues and toilet paper. The fear is beginning again. People are fighting over tissues and toilet paper again. And that's why you have to be prepped and ready. And if you're not ready, these things happen. People are fighting over the stupidest things because of fear, because they think they're going to die, because we have such a depressing federal government and state government that everything is woes me. And everything is, you're going to die tomorrow. Oh, you're going to drop dead. No, again, here we go again. You're not going to die. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. If you do the right things and you feed your body the right things, you're going to survive. It's all about what you eat and the supplements that you use and the medicines that you use and the most importantly, the vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc. As long as you use those three vitamins, you are, and you have to use them in abundance. People are getting out of control again. See, now that they gave us our summer, and basically everything is open now, now they want to shut us down again? Really? There's going to be a lot of angry people out there. They want to shut down schools again? Oh, my God. They're going to shut down businesses again? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what they want to do. And guess what? You can go out there and protest all you want. And I'll probably be out there, too. But guess what? They're not going to listen to you. They're going to do what they want to do because they have the power. What are you going to do about that? Then what are we going to do about that? If they don't listen to our protests, what are we going to do? Only one thing we can do when there's something rogue. Rogue governments. Rogue politicians. And that's why I foresee it getting worse before anything gets better. I don't see it getting better for many, many years. The division thing, the reconstruction. That's right. We're going to have reconstruction after this. Yeah, this is like a war. This is almost like after the Civil War. Yeah, this is like a war. They called it a war. A pandemic is a war. So when it comes down to it, what are you going to do when they don't listen to your protests? What's next? Yes. Yes, what's next? And it's going to get violent, folks. It will get violent. When the government does not listen, trust me, it's going to get violent. Nobody wants it to get violent, but it is. Everybody talks, oh, no violence, but it will happen, folks. Two visions of America that just don't mix. We have lovers of America and haters of America. We're on two extreme sides of the spectrum. If you don't see that yet, that's very sad. There's no middle ground. And they're not going to be in middle ground for a very long time. Maybe if you don't talk about politics, you might find some middle ground with somebody who's on the other side. But when it comes down to it, you talk politics, yeah, they're yelling and screaming all the time. And people unfriending people and blocking people because I can't talk to you politically. People getting censored off of social media just because of what they believe. And if what they believe is considered misinformation, oh my God, they get taught. We're in a very interesting time. We're in a very interesting time. And thank God I'm on the right side of history. I know I'm on the right side of history. When they talk about history, I hope my name comes up. I'm creating a lot of great things out there to help people, to aid people, support people, bring people together. I'm rebuilding broken communities. The JGF website is coming out on August 1st. Another nonprofit that I run. And when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to understand something. It's going to be a long road to normalcy. And what will normalcy look like after COVID, after Reconstruction from COVID? Yeah, this is a war. So what is it going to look like? Is everybody going to be working from home? Are all kids going to be doing schooling from home? Hey, guess what? There's a lot of schooling websites popping up here and there. I'm seeing the commercials for them. lot of kids are going to learn from home. They're not going to want to go back to school because of mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all these things. Nobody wants to be worried about that, but guess what? They're going to keep their child home. What are we going to see at the end of all of this? What's going to be the changes that we see? Are they going to be good? Are they going to be not so good? What? What are we going to see? And that's part of the problem. We don't know what we're going to see at the end of this. We don't know what our country is going to look like after this. There may be a time when nobody goes to a building to work and that everybody's working at home. I honestly like that. I would rather work in my house than go travel and spend $500 to go to the city and work. And I'm disabled, and it's better for disabled people too, because then they could probably get a job in the home and actually work for a big firm and still work from home, right? So that might be a good thing, especially for disabled people. But when it comes down to it, we don't know what we're going to see at the end of all of this. What's the rebuilding going to consist of? The reconstruction, and how many years will that reconstruction be? When does the divide go back to middle ground? It's going to be a long time. There's people that hate each other out there because of their political beliefs. We cannot agree to disagree anymore. There is none of that. Sorry. There is none of that. It's either you believe what the government says or you don't. That's communism. That's socialism. Most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is to know that we should not live in fear, and we need to live our lives. Just go out and live your life every day and live your path every day. And don't worry what's going on outside of you. And that's where your uniqueness comes in. And we're going to talk about uniqueness today because everybody is unique. And your uniqueness makes you who you are. And your uniqueness creates your path for you. And your uniqueness, that's right, comes from God. Everybody is different because of God. Everybody thinks differently because that's the way God created us. Not any two people will agree on everything. You might be like-minded on certain things, but not everything. So TV Church today brought up a really awesome quote. A really awesome quote. Okay. So the quote came from one of these Jesuit fathers in the Catholic Christian religion. Basically, the quote goes like this, and I'm going to paraphrase it. It's not going to be the exact quote. The quote basically states, whoever helps the next generation to see hope will have a better future. So that's people like me who are fighting for the next generation, giving the next generation hope that things will be a hell of a lot better when they're older. I don't know. I don't know when this is all going to end. Okay, but we can't worry about when this is going to end. We can't worry about when the divide is going to be over. We can't worry about anything but our own unique path. path, and that's how this works. If we all concentrate on our own path, this is going to teach us to concentrate on our own path. We don't want to be self-centered, but we do want to be open to others and open to what other people say, but we don't want to be closed off, but we do want to work on our path. And we do want to focus on our unique path and unique journey. Because God gave all of us a unique path and a unique journey. Okay, but again, we want to keep ourselves open to others. Open to what other people have to say. Other people's knowledge. We want to be able to grasp as much knowledge as we can. And the only way to do that is to stay open-minded and not be self-centered and closed-minded. By living our own paths, we may actually achieve unity. By living our own paths, we may achieve unity. Gives us hope that everything is going to be okay, that we're going to get out of this okay, and we have to go through the adversities to get to the point of joy and happiness. And it may look totally different than what you see it to be today. Money is going electronic. Businesses are shuttering their doors and people are working from home. Same thing with the schools. Kids may not be going to a building anymore. When it comes down to it, there's a lot to reform in this country. Firstly, we need a leader. And secondly, we need the workers that are going to let it and help it happen. That's part of our rebuilding process, is us living our own paths and our own unique journeys. We are unique. We are all unique. We are all different. We all are built differently. But there is one thing we all have in common. We are all skin, bone, and red blood. We are all human beings. We are all human beings, even though we are all unique. We have unique fingerprints. Every human being has unique fingerprints. Not all fingerprints are the same. Same thing with the teeth. Teeth patterns are not the same. In every human, the teeth are different. So when it comes down to it, are we going to be the best we could be by following our own path, or are we going to continue to worry about everybody else's path but our own? It will be a long time before we get out of this mess. And it is a mess. And there's no fast pacing this because, again, every couple of centuries, we need to change. We're going to have to learn to accept change. Will we be going to doctor's offices anymore? Will we, all our doctor's appointments be on the phone? That's another good question. What's going to happen to the hospitals? Are there still going to be hospitals? How are people going to get major surgeries? How are people going to stay alive if they're really sick? Are there going to be smaller hospitals? These are all questions that we have to ask ourselves for the future. Because obviously, hospitals are downgrading their employees right now. They're firing a lot of employees when you would think that they would want to keep their employees because of COVID. They were firing nurses and doctors and health, all kinds of medical help during the COVID crisis. And you would think, oh my God, we need all the help we can get. But I guess not. How the hell are they supposed to work? So again, what is America going to look like? What is the world going to look like? What is your life going to look like? What are the people around you going to look like? What is your community going to look like? These are all questions you have to ask yourself. And it all stems around your uniqueness and what you want to make it to be. It stems around how you think and your uniqueness. So God gives us hope. So we could give the next generation hope. And maybe they'll be able to live in an America like this did. And right now, it doesn't look like the America I was born in. And I feel bad for the kids in the lost generation and the generation after that. Because it's going to be a real rebuilding time for those kids. We may have to wait two more generations before we actually have some semblance of order. A long time. Just get ready. It's not going to be poof and everything is going to be okay. It's not going to be poof and everything's going to be back to normal. That's why I say uniqueness is so important in life. Because uniqueness describes you as the individual that you are. The importance of uniqueness in the world allows you to focus on yourself. What happened the last 2 years was supposed to allow you to learn to focus on yourself. But everybody was living in fear rather than focusing on themselves and what they could do better for themselves and lose weight or end a bad habit or organize your home or find something to do that can keep you busy. I know a few people that did home projects while they were home during COVID. Well, we may have to do that again. Because honestly, no matter how much we yell and scream, I think they're going to do what they want. And the more we anger them, they're going to make it worse on us. But I'm going to probably be out there with all of you screaming and yelling. But guess what? I don't know if that's going to work. Don't be surprised if it don't work. And I'm not being a pessimist. I'm being a realist. Most of the time, people don't listen to protests. Nothing gets done. BLM and Antifa got nothing done in a full year of burning buildings and cities and looting. And guess what? They got nothing done to help the black people in their cities. They got no laws changed, no regulations changed, nothing. Nothing came out of the summer of love of 2020. Nothing, absolutely nothing. They still arguing over it. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. But again, uniqueness is centers us to the rest of the world. Utilize your uniqueness to make the world better. Utilize your uniqueness. This is going to come from every individual on this earth, because every individual on this earth has to make the world better. You have to use your own uniqueness to make the world better. Concentrate on yourself. And do you. Do you. That's the only way we're going to get around this. Because the more we concentrate on the collective and everybody else's path, we're not going nowhere. We're not doing anything. We're not helping the situation. But we do live in a self-centered society, which is not good either. We are very closed-minded people these days, and we need to open up our minds. We are very closed-minded people, and we need to open up our minds. That's the only way we're going to get anything done. Anything productive done. When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, uniqueness is the only thing that's going to help us unite and move forward. That's the importance of uniqueness in today's society and today's world. Uniqueness as a key of importance to life. And I just talked about that. The more you focus on your unique journey, the more you're bringing people back together again. Because you're not focused on those other people's journeys. You're focused on your own. You're diverted back to where you're supposed to be. That's very hard and very challenging for some people to do. There are a lot of people that care more about other people than they do themselves. And that is a problem. Don't care about other people more than yourself, but don't be selfish. You have to have time for yourself. It's called self-care time. So if we want to bring this thing back together again, it's going to be up to the individual. It's going to be up to all of us to rebuild, reconstruct, our own lives before we reconstruct our country, before we reconstruct the world. We need to reconstruct ourselves first. You realize that when we're reconstructing ourselves, we're helping society rather than hindering it. Do you realize it's all up to us? If you want to be united, you have to have a sense of unity within you. You have to have a sense of unity within you. If you want peace in the world, you have to have peace within you. And that's why I say there's no such thing as world peace unless everybody in their heart and soul and in their bodies feels peace. There will never be world peace. Will there be world unity? That's another thing. that I think is never going to happen, because you have to feel unity within yourself and in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. It's all individualistic. It's all uniqueness. It comes from you. If you don't feel it, nobody else around you is going to feel it. People don't understand it comes from themselves. People are dividing themselves rather than bringing themselves together, because they don't feel it within them. They feel division within them. So if you feel division, you're going to get division. And that's why uniqueness is very important. And it's a key to life. God gives you hope so you could spread hope to the next generations. God gives us all hope. God gives us all hope so we can spread hope to the next generations. Understand that. We're in this thing for the long haul, folks. This is going to be full of adversity, full of peril, full of destruction. We're in for the long haul. I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have to go through a period of reconstruction, rebuilding, restructuring everything that we know, restructuring our government to make it smaller. You realize that this is almost like a second civil war. A pandemic is a war. War. Part one is getting rid of the people that make it bad for us. If we keep electing the same people, we're going to be in more deep shit. That's a simple, commonsensical thing to say, wouldn't you think? We have to rid of the corruption. We have to rid of the evil. But yet people don't want to do that. They're programmed. When they go to the voting booth, they're programmed. That's not being unique. That's being like everybody else. And what this world has become is everybody being like everybody else. There's no more uniqueness. And uniqueness has been taken out of the world to where we're all the same. We're all sheep. We're all zombies. The people that do their research are called terrorists and conspiracy theorists. It's amazing. I never lived in a world like this, and I never lived in a country like this before. It's amazing what our country has become. A totally different country. But we have to bring uniqueness back to create unity. We have to bring uniqueness back to create hope and faith. And the only way to do that is for you to concentrate on your own unique path. uniqueness has been ripped out of society. Togetherness has been ripped out of society. To a point where people don't even want to look at one another, talk to one another, have a civil conversation with one another. I haven't had a civil conversation in weeks. In weeks, maybe months. Everything is a yelling and screaming match. I'm tired of yelling and screaming. Tired. I'm burnt out. Tired. There's no normal conversations anymore. Everything leads to politics. That's what this society has done. This society has made everything political. Sports is political. It was never political. Can't even watch sports. Can't even watch sports and get away from it. Everything is politicized. The weather is politicized. The damn weather, you can't even watch the Weather Channel anymore. You think you can watch the Weather Channel and get away from politics? No. Nope. Every little single thing has been politicized in this world. To a point where now we're politicizing disease and health. If we just allowed the disease to take its course and didn't politicize it, it wouldn't be such a big deal. It wouldn't be such a big deal. If we just let the disease take its course, it wouldn't have been a big deal. Unfortunately, in these pandemics, epidemics, people are going to die. But of course, they always say, oh, look at how many people die. And yes, I pray for those people. It's sad. But you can't save everyone. People are going to die sometime. Death is inevitable. We're all going to drop dead one day, but we don't know how. And unfortunately, this disease ended off a lot of people. That's right. But it wasn't the supreme cause of death. The first cause of death should have been the pre-existing condition. The second should have been COVID. COVID did not kill all of those people. Their pre-existing conditions probably did, most likely. 95% of people died of their pre-existing condition. 95%. 4% of people died from COVID. That's 10,000 people. We could argue about the numbers that cows come home. But not all those people died from COVID. Wake up, people. 88% of people died on ventilators. We talked about this, remember? Back in the summer of 2020, we talked about all of this. We discussed all of this. Where we actually went over the statistics live on air. Where we read off statistics live on air. And in certain counties, there were zero cases. And they were closed. Why have a closed county with zero cases open up? If you go by county votes, we went by county a lot of the times. And we looked at a lot of these counties, and there were zero cases, zero deaths. And we're all in fear for what? What are we in fear of? I would be more in fear of our government and what they're doing to us rather than COVID. But I'm not in fear of that either. I just don't feel comfortable with my state government, my federal government. I don't feel comfortable in this type of America, where you never know what's going to happen. Every day, something could change. Something could blow up. You know, things could happen. A mall could get shot up. A school could get shot up. You never know what's going to happen in a country like this. But our uniqueness brings us to the center, the center, which we lost all uniqueness in this society. And that's why there's a lot of people who are like sheep and zombies, and they follow each other. And they listen to the mainstream media, and they do what the mainstream media says. They do what their leaders say. And look where they're at now. Vaccine injuries. Death. Look where they are now. Because they listened. And they did not comprehend. They listened, but they did not comprehend. And when you're in fear, all you do is listen. You don't comprehend because you're too scared to comprehend anything. And you're not in the right mindset to make any decision for yourself, and you just follow the flock. You just follow the flock. And there's no uniqueness there. Were there any uniqueness with people waiting on line for COVID vaccines? Any uniqueness? No, they were all the same. I have to get this to save lives. I'm going to be a hero if I get this vaccine. I'm going to get a tattoo after I get the vaccine because I am so excited that I'm a hero. Is there any uniqueness in that? How are you a hero? Is the vaccine even a cure? You gotta ask yourself these questions, and we have lost all uniqueness of ourselves because we've been ideologically subverted. By the oligarchy, including the media, including Big Pharma, including insurance companies, and including, that's right, folks, corporatism, corporate America. You watch commercials, and a lot of the times you see what these companies support. All during the summer of love, what did you see on commercials? BLM on every commercial. You didn't see Antifa much, but BLM, Black Lives Matter. Black lives do matter, but I don't support the organization. Black lives do matter. All lives matter. But did you you get the messaging, right? So they want to rip away everybody's uniqueness to say Black Lives Matter. If you know what that organization is all about, how could you say Black Lives Matter? But if we were thinking in uniqueness, Black lives do matter. If we were thinking in uniqueness and centered in our uniqueness, Black lives do matter. All lives matter. But outside of that, if you say Black Lives Matter, you're talking about a Marxist organization that's trying to take away the nuclear family, that's trying to give us the Green New Deal, that's trying to rip away the fabric of our country. So how could you support an organization like that? It's not because Black lives don't matter, because they do, but I just can't support an organization like that. Do you get it? Do you understand it the way I'm saying it? If you are in your uniqueness and you are centered, Black lives do matter. If you are outside of yourself, BLM means nothing. Because I don't support the organization. That doesn't mean I don't support Black Lives. Do you get it yet? Do you understand? When you're living in your own uniqueness and you're not concentrating on everybody else's uniqueness and everybody else's path, you're centered on yourself. And in yourself, to a point where you know everything that's true about you. And that is one of the most important things anybody can do for themselves, is find out what's true about yourself. And a lot of people, they don't know what's true about them. They don't even know what their path is. They don't know their talents. They know nothing about themselves. That's the sad part, is that everybody cares about everybody else, but when it comes to themselves, they know nothing about themselves. They know absolutely nothing about themselves. That's the sad part about this society. And zombies, everybody loses all sense of uniqueness to themselves. Everyone. 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 And that's why uniqueness is a key and importance to life. Because when you are centered here, you're focused on you, focused on your path, you're focused on your talent, you're focused on everything that you are. But this society rips it away from you and ideologically subverts you and makes you into a sheep. And there are very few of us that actually research our way out of it. I would say there's 35 to 40% of our country that actually research our way out of mind control. What about the other 60%? Well, there's 10% of people that don't care, and they do what they do. And the other 50% watch mainstream media. The other 50% are ideologically subverted. And they don't realize that they're mentally ill. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people who are ideologically subverted that don't know they're mentally ill. They don't know they're mentally ill. They think they're perfectly fine. And that's why we have two different Americas. We have two different visions of America. How is that ever going to come together? Love of country versus... We have good versus evil. How is that ever going to come together again? When you have two different visions of something. And they're starch visions. How is that supposed to work? Meaning, there's no changing the minds of these people, and there's no changing the minds of these people. And there's no middle ground. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Think about it. What do you do? There's nothing you can do. And it's going to be tough to come to compromise. And we cannot conform. And we cannot pander. We have to stick to the way we want our country. No matter if we live in the ideological subverted world or we live in a realistic world, we need to bring our uniqueness back. And it's each individual that is going to help us get back to unity. And it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a while. Don't think it's going to be a snap of the fingers. Don't think because we get a leader back, it's going to be a snap of the fingers. Listen, guys, we got to go through a whole period of reconstruction before we can say that we are out of this. Remember, this is a war. A pandemic is a war. Whether it's fantasy or realistic, it's still a war. It doesn't matter. And there will be change that some of us have to accept. What is it going to look like? And we spoke about this before. What is this country going to look like after Reconstruction, after this is all over? What are we going to look like? What is your community going to look like? What is your life going to look like? What is the world going to look like? What is the government going to look like? What is the media going to look like? What is your religion going to look like? Are we going to have any more religions? Did you ever ask yourself these questions? Are you going to go back to work in a building or are you going to work from home? Is your kid going to go back to a school or are they going to learn from home? What are we going to see at the end of all of this? You're going to go to a doctor's office or all doctor's offices are going to be over the phone? Have you thought about this? What kind of currency are we going to use? Is it all going to be electronic? We got to ask ourselves these questions. Because it's going to be different after this is all over. There's no normal anymore. And there has never been a normal. The only normal is your uniqueness. Do you feel normal? Then you're normal. If you don't feel normal, you're not normal. Everything comes from the inside. Do you feel unity? Do you feel division? What do you feel? Everything comes from the inside. And it should not be about your feelings and emotions. Politics is not about feelings and emotions. It's about hardcore facts, history, and modeling and structuring. It's not about feeling an emotion. And that's why we can't talk politics. In a world like this, where we have two different visions of America, we can't talk politics. There's too many feelings and emotions. The people that are patriotic and love their country the way it is feel one way and the other feels a different way, and they're going to clash feelings, and you wonder why. You feel the way you do when you have a conversation with somebody on the other side of the aisle. That's why I stay away from conversations. I'd rather stay away from conversations. This is not a good time to have a conversation. Wait till people come more to the middle, and then you can have a conversation. Because right now, it's impossible to have a conversation. Because you don't even want to look at the other side. I don't even want to look at these ideologically subverted people. I don't want to even look at them. I don't want to associate with them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to pander, conform, nothing. I don't want to have anything to do with them. It's the truth. And a lot of people feel like me. And I bet you a lot of people on the other side feel like me towards people on my side. So stick with your own right now. Because otherwise you're just going to have heated conversations and nothing is going to get done. You're just going to roll around. You're going to roll around. That's right, in circles, and nothing is going to get accomplished because there are two different visions of America. I don't even want to look at them. I don't want to look at them. I'm just so disgusted after years of being attacked, after years of being thrown off social media mediums. The frustration of all of it. I don't even want to look at them. Nonetheless, have unity with them. How could I have unity with somebody I don't even want to look at? And that's the way a lot of people feel. They just want to stick with their own and have an echo chamber. They'd rather have an echo chamber than have a conversation with somebody on the other side because it expends too much energy. It always ends up in a yelling and screaming match. And that's just the conversations we have today with no agree to disagree, and that's it. Bottom line, that's the conversations we have. So it's either waste energy and yell and scream at one another and fall asleep early because you're so damn tired after a conversation with somebody on the other side. Or just relax and stick with your own and talk to people that you agree with. I just find it very hard to have any conversation with anybody who has a different vision than I do. And a lot of people feel that way too. And that's why we have the division that we have. But anyway, I can't take callers tonight because my headphones are not working and I can't hear what you're saying. So I can't take callers tonight, unfortunately. Next week, I might be able to take callers because, unfortunately, the headphones are not working properly tonight. Yes, we're now having headphone problems. You know, the last 3 weeks it was microphone problems. And now we're having headphone problems. When does this end? Electronic equipment. Gotta look. Anyway, so that's my point of the night. That's what I got to say about this topic. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I mean, you got the tools of the night. Okay? Every show, you get tools. Every show, you get tools. Utilize those tools in your life in different ways. Because everybody is going to use those tools in their own unique way. Start getting back to uniqueness. Start focusing on yourself. And that's how we get back to unity. And we need every individual to start focusing on themselves. Get the hell out of fear and live your life. Everybody's in fear. Here comes the Delta variant. This is going to be the new thing. They want to keep us in fear, folks. Folks, they want to keep us in fear. They want to keep us in fear. That's what they want to do. The more we stay in fear, the more we don't know ourselves. We got to get out of fear and back into uniqueness and center yourself. So you got your tools. Now utilize those tools to do great things in your own life, in your own unique way. The tools are laid out there for you. They're free tools. I can charge for those tools. Remember, I could charge everybody, and pretty high-priced tools they are. But I choose to give you the tools for free right now. The tools are coming out for free. You should take them. Right? Walk up to it and take the tool. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Have an awesome night. And aren't you happy you heard the show tonight? We finally got the microphone working. And next week, we'll have the headphones working, hopefully. Anyway, thank you so much. Have a great night. We're going to play you some music that I won't hear on my end because of my headphones. But that's okay. That's all right. I'm going to play a little music for you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for coming to the show tonight. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here and listen to a little patriotic music tonight. Take care.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.
God, no.